thief for money you have no right to possess. You're rats, all of you. Rats who will die for greed.
The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
We've got to get that crazy fool below decks again, Kendall. He's braced up there in the cross trees, screaming his fool head off about vengeance.
How the chief engineer had escaped from the brig, and as we raced for the deck, I could hear Cregan's voice myself. At the top of the companionway, the skipper and I stopped and looked up at the black-jacketed figure at the masthead. He looked for all the world like a vulture, with his reefer jacket winging back behind him in the wind and the thin-necked head thrust forward, watching us with venom in the staring eyes. Somehow, I had to find a way of getting the chief below decks to the safety of the brig. Colonel Hacking would be waiting in Panama, and he'd want the chief engineer alive.
Kendall! You're a fool! Do you think I'd spend the rest of the voyage cooped up like a rat? From here, it's my turn to pass judgment on all of you. From here, you look as puny as the rest of them, Kendall.
Cregan, listen!
I've tried talking to him, Kendall.
Oh, wait, Skipper.
Cregan! Either you give yourself up, or I'm coming up to get you.
Then I can take you with me, Kendall. Up here, I'm the master.
Dirk, he only wants to take you with him. If you go after him, you'll both go overboard.
Well, I'm going all the same, Charlie.
Get back, Kendall! Get back, you fool! All right, then, cuss you. But while you're climbing, Kendall, remember one thing. I'm only waiting to take you overboard with me.
Oh, Dirk, be careful.
What's all the excitement, Captain Goodhead? Can't you use your own eyes, man? Kendall's gone after that criminal lunatic in the cross trees.
Really?
Go back! Go back while you have the chance, Kendall!
I'm taking you down, Cregan. You're going back to England to stand trial.
Sharon, I should say that your chances of marrying Kendall now are even slimmer than they were.
Challoner, get below. Get off this deck.
My dear Captain,
get below, you venomous swine, before I knock your brains out. Do you hear me, Major?
Just a little closer, Kendall. A wee bit closer, that's all. Another few feet, and I can swing us both into the ocean.
How did you escape, Cregan?
It was simple. The fool you left to guard the brig came too close to the bars.
And Mulcahy?
Mulcahy. I offered him the chance to come with me, but he stayed there, huddling in the corner, afraid, terrified to move. I didn't kill the guard, Kendall, but he won't want to stand guard duty again for a time.
Don't
and you...
get too close to him,
sir. You hear that? You hear that? They're worried for you, Kendall. They know I'm not bluffing. Even John knows. You were a fool to climb up here.
Why, I could pull you down, Cregan. From this close, I could force you to let go of the mast.
All right. All right, bring your hands a wee bit closer. Closer! Come on! Afraid, Kendall? Afraid that my boots might crush your hands? How do you think you'll get me to climb down?
Because you're afraid to hurl yourself off. You've been looking down ever since you climbed up here. The deck looks further away each time.
You think I'll go back to the brig? Go back to the brig knowing that each ton of my engines takes me closer to prison?
Well, you can please yourself, Cregan, but if I go down without you, it'll be to get a gun.
You're bluffing again, Kendall. It wouldn't do for you to kill me. There are too many questions that only I can answer. Too many loose ends that must be neatly tied off before your case is complete. Don't come any closer!
If I have to, I'll stay up here with you, Cregan. Watching you grow weaker, tireder. You won't be able to close your eyes. You have to keep a firm hold on the mast. Feeling your hands numbing as you cling on.
Get back on deck! Leave me alone!
Much better to come down now, Cregan. You're not a young man. And you'll find that killing yourself isn't easy. Until you're sentenced, you can always hope for life. Your trial may be weeks, months away.
Oh, if I could only take you with me!
You can't. I'm not coming any closer. I'll stay here below you until you beg to be helped back to the deck. What's wrong, Cregan? The deck seems even further away now, doesn't it? And when night comes and the wind carries the voices of your victims to you, you'll...
Don't! Don't! I can't bear the night. They crowd in on me. Up here, I thought I'd be safe. Able to forget them, but I can see their faces all around me. Alona Fedorov, Ben Miller, and Lee Blake. It's as if they came through the bars of the brig, crowding in to gloat over me.
Let's start down, Cregan.
Yes. Yes, Kendall. Help me down. But first, promise me you'll keep the faces away. Keep them away.
Are you ready to start down?
I'm ready. I thought I'd be able to take this way out, Kendall, to end it cleanly. To finish it. It's only a matter of a few minutes, and I've beat the lot of you. And I've cheated all of you. Help me back to the deck, Kendall, please. Please help me.
How did you get that maniac to come down, Kendall?
Skipper, we won't have any more trouble with Cregan.
I hope you're right.
I've seen it happen before. You know, a man of his kind goes on killing and it never seems to matter after the first time. As if the act of killing dulled any sense of right or wrong. And then, when it's over, and the murderer's trapped, he starts to think back, to relive each act of murder, to experience for the first time the horror of what he's done.
You think Cregan's going through that?
I know he is.
I still can't believe it was Cregan. I know he is guilty, but I was so close to Cregan, I feel as if I was a murderer myself. Now I just want to get him off my ship.
Well, we should make Panama comfortably in a couple of days. And if Hacking is waiting, then you'll have Cregan off your hands.
I'll have to see Dr. Lawler before we get there. I owe that fellow an apology. You know, Sharon Challoner was the person really responsible for saving your life, Kendall. She practically bludgeoned me into breaking into Cregan's cabin. Even then, I didn't want to suspect Cregan.
Well, it's time I was going on watch, Skipper. With Cregan under lock and key, I'll enjoy my 4-hour stretch.
I suppose you'll be leaving the ship with Cregan too, eh?
Oh, I don't know. Depends on Hacking, I suppose. I'd much rather stay aboard for the run to Jamaica.
Why?
Oh, a number of reasons. One of them is concerned with Colonel Hacking's reaction to the way I've handled this case. I don't think he'll be handing out too many laurels.
Is that the only reason?
No.
I thought not.
You know, the Major won't hear of it.
If it was me, I'd tell that old shellback exactly where he could go and marry the girl anyway.
I tried that. He'll do his damnedest to prevent the girl even seeing me again, I should think. Anyway, it's Challoner's move now. I'm due on the bridge.
I've talked to your friend Kendall, Sharon.
Father, we've been over this time and time again.
But obviously the matter isn't settled. I ask you, my dear Sharon, how can you expect me to take this latest infatuation of yours seriously?
It doesn't matter how you take it, Father.
I disagree.
You can go on to Jamaica alone. I'm leaving the ship at Panama. I'm asking Dirk to take me back to England with him.
Really?
I watched you today when Dirk went after Cregan. You were hoping that Cregan would make him fall.
I beg your pardon.
It showed in your eyes. And when Dirk persuaded him to come down from the mast, you realized that your last chance of getting rid of Dirk had gone.
Sharon, if you absent of whom I approve, not some jumped up...
Stop little... it! I'm glad I came with you on this voyage, Father. Glad that I was able to see you for the man you really are. For the first time. You'll have your share of the wear and unfortune. I don't want one penny of it. I want to escape from the kind of life I've always known with you. The hatred of other people, the constant reminders that you hold an army rank, the excuses for your drunkenness.
That's quite enough.
No, Father. You've bullied and blustered for as far back as I can remember. How much worse will it be when you've got enough money to back up your impossible demands? I want no part of it, Father.
You mean you'd give up your future with me, with your security assured? Simply to marry a man like Kendall?
If he'll marry me, yes.
You mean that part of it is not yet settled, eh?
Between us, it's settled. But I wonder when he'll start to realize that I'm your daughter. I shouldn't like to marry into a family like ours.
You'd better go, Sharon. And if you leave the ship at Panama, or try to, I'll have you brought back by force if necessary. You are coming on to Jamaica whether you like it or not.
The situation is impossible, my dear doctor. You must see that. What could a fellow like Kendall offer my daughter?
If you really want to know, Major Challoner, I'll tell you. We've all watched you pretty closely on this voyage. I think there isn't a person aboard who wouldn't be glad to see the last of you.
Hmm?
We've watched you do your best to make Sharon share your unpopularity and watched you hate it because it was something you couldn't achieve.
Now listen to me, Lola.
You've hindered Kendall's investigations at every turn. You've changed places with Tuca, Major Challoner. When we left Sydney, there wasn't a soul aboard who could stand that little fellow, but I think I speak for all of us when I say that I prefer his company to yours at any time.
If you've quite finished.
I haven't. Not yet. You ask my opinion, I'm giving it to you. I don't have to put up with you after tomorrow, Major Challoner. I'm leaving the ship the moment we reach Panama.
Leaving? You mean you're going to sacrifice all that money?
Yes, Challoner. You never know. You might be able to talk Wherryman's executors into letting you have it.
Dr. Lawler, I will not...
In tackling Kendall, you've bitten off rather more than you can chew. Marrying Sharon is the kindest thing he could do for her. In time, she might learn to forget you. Good night, Major Challoner.
I didn't know then that the quiet Dr. Lawler had crossed swords with Major Challoner. My thoughts were on Panama and the end of this voyage, this passage of the Tangmar.